time to play the dating game, featuring today's bachelor, Mr. Know-It-All. As the single smartest man in Seattle radio, Mr. Know-It-All is revered by his broadcasting contemporaries. But his talents far exceed the narrow boundaries of the radio industry. He has single-handedly drafted plans for a rocket ship capable of flying him into outer space and recorded an album of original love songs.
Welcome, Mr. Know-It-All.
Hello.
Nice to have you in the studio. And before we introduce you to the three lovely bachelorettes, let's get to know a little bit about you. By the way, for a couple of months, how is it selling?
It's selling okay.
Is it?
I've also been sending it to more radio stations, too. Those college ones.
Mm-hmm. I would think college alternative stations be all over it.
Mm-hmm. Some of them are playing it.
Yeah, that's
like
what I'm...
Like in Missouri and California.
I would think they'd be playing the hell out of it because it's good.
Well, we're playing it here, as you know.
Right.
Know-It-All, how'd you get to the studio today?
I took the bus route number 255 from Kirkland to downtown Seattle, and then I walked from... way over there on Stewart Avenue all the way here because it was nice weather and I left earlier so that I could enjoy that nice long walk.
And probably compose yourself and give yourself a chance to think. And what have you thought about this? And what have you been thinking? What do you want to come out of this day?
I was thinking about what would happen tonight, how the date would go and where it would go after tonight.
Did you have any fantasy? Did you let your mind sweep you away? What's the best case scenario?
Maybe spend more time with her after tonight.
Well,
like,
yeah, but you know,
days ahead,
you never know.
Time.
You never know about these things, but right now it's Valentine's Day. Cupid is about to shoot an arrow straight into your big red thumper. And...
Wow.
And I'm certain it'll be exciting for one and all.
Don't say that. You're talking to a guy that just had a physical today.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, God, you did, didn't you? You got the glove today, didn't you?
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Oh. Know-It-All, you ever have go in for a physical examination and he stretches on that big rubber glove?
I went through the military physical. That was quite an enduring task for the whole morning.
Did the doctor stretch on a rubber glove at any time and attack you in a bad place?
No. They made us, all the recruits, we had to walk like a chicken squatted down on the floor from one side to the other. That was for real.
Right.
Because you have to, if you get into the service, some people have to walk like that underneath the airplanes on the aircraft carriers.
Yeah. What branch of the service were you trying to get into?
U.S. Navy Reserves.
Yeah.
And they have their recruitment office right in Lake Union.
Did you want to do combat? Would you like to get in there and mix it up with some Al-Qaeda bastards?
Well, that's what I was trying to get in for.
Right.
To do something like that, or aerial photography from the air above, spying on other...
You want to be a spy?
Right.
Well, sure you do.
I would think you would be an outstanding spy.
Well, I think you'd be gangbusters.
The Chinese or the Russians and see what they're doing.
You want to look in on the Chinese. All right. Well, Know-It-All, you've got your list of questions.
Are you ready to be meet bachelorette number one, Know-It-All?
Okay.
Well, don't look.
Bachelorette number one.
Bachelorette number one is originally from Fresno. Mr. Know-It-All, say hello to Bachelorette number one.
Hello.
Hello.
There's Bachelorette number one. You can say hello again. I'm not certain he could hear you over the music.
Hello.
Hello.
It's like a parrot conference in here. This is
hello,
great.
Hello, Bachelor number one. Would you introduce yourself and... explain a little bit about who you are.
Okay, well, do I get to tell my name?
Yes, you can say your name. First name only, please.
Okay. This is Bobette, and I'm very pleased to meet you, and I hope I can win your heart and your wallet tonight.
Say hello to Bobette, Mr. Know-It-All.
Hello. How are you?
Well, she just said she was fine.
She's fine. You have questions for Bobette, I'm sure, Mr. Know-It-All, and your first question is...
Let's say you and I are at the movies or something, and say I gave you the hot popcorn surprise. What would you say then?
I don't know if I could say much. I think it would be more how I'd feel.
What do you think about that answer,
Know-It-All?
Might maybe depends on whether if it's white, plain white popcorn or just yellow flavored.
Stay away from the yellow colored one.
Oh, yeah, you don't want the yellow flavored.
You want the white one.
Stay with the white.
The white. Cheddar.
Yeah, white cheddar. That's what you call it. That's what it is.
Well, they sell cheddar popcorn too.
Right.
And stores, that is.
Okay, you know what? This is a perfect opportunity for us to take a quick break after that first question. And we'll have everyone regroup and get their heart rate down, because I know you're absolutely, you've got to be a wreck, aren't you, know-it-all?
I think so.
Yeah, all right.
Well, we'll be back with more of Bachelorette Number One, and then we have also 2 and 3.
Coming up.
Excuse me for a moment. If your day ever sounds like this.
Plain white popcorn or just yellow flavored.
Let's stay away from the yellow colored.
You might want to think about calling 1-800-DIVORCE. That's Goldberg Jones. Ask for me, Rick Jones. And of course, that call is at no charge.
Outstanding.
Right.
In the morning, hello. Good morning, hello. Hi.
Hey, I've been bragging all over the place to my crew here about Roy Otis's Love album, the ad you guys used to play a while back. And was wondering if there's any chance you could play that.
Now, just in time for Valentine's, through a miracle recording process, the Roy Otis Candy Love Album.
You can eat it after you play it.
Yeah.
Includes these great hits.
I've got a mouse in my pocket of love.
I've got a Pop-Tart in my pants.
My peeper's on your pooper.
The record is made of candy.
Also includes
hair on my palms.
I got a corn dog going for you.
Popping my pantaloons.
Purple is my favorite.
Plus, you'll get these old favorites.
Two poop to pop.
Hot popcorn.
Come to your love wolf.
The Roy Otis Candy Love Album. Order plenty and order now.
My funny Valentine.
Say, friends.
Yeah?
Would you like your nuts crushed?
Sweet comic.
Or would you like them in the variety pack? Either way, you'll say this Valentine's, look at me, I've got lover's nuts. Crushed or in the plenty pack.